Good morning. In discussing Dina de Malchus Adina, our question today is, if there's Dina de Malchus Adina in a given government, does that mean only that we have to listen to the dictates and laws of the king himself, or the prime minister himself, or the president himself? Or does it mean that those appointed by that prime minister, president, king, as well have Dina de Malchus Adina, and we'd have to adhere to their requirements? So the Tshuvas HaRashba seems to answer this question. He says as follows: Kol Shilton, every governor, Vesar, every governmental official who is Jewish, HaMemuna Be'iro, who is appointed in his city, Umoshel Bimkomo, and he rules in his place where he is in control, Dino Din. Halacha l'maisa, we say Dina de Malchus Adina. Now, it doesn't have to be a Yisrael, a Jew. It would also be a non-Jew. We say Dina de Malchus Adina. So we're saying here, apparently, that appointees in their areas would also have Dina de Malchus Adina. V'hu be'iro bichlal Dina de Malchus Adina. And if he's in his jurisdiction where he has been appointed, there is Dina de Malchus Adina. Kozman she'ose kechuke mekomo, as long as he is legislating laws based on what would typically be legislated in his area, and his dumya the melech mamish is just like a kling vizebor. This is clear, this is obvious, that somebody, even though he's not the king of the kingdom, but he has his own jurisdiction and area, and he's legislating based on what would be acceptable and normal, then we would say Dina de Malchus Adina. And the Rashba brings a proof from the Gemara in Baba Kama that we cited in the past. And it goes as follows: Teida, you should know that the governmental appointees, it's not the king himself who does this, but the shlichim, the messengers, those who were authorized by the king, they would go and they would take the trees of people, they would cut them down without paying them, and they would use the wood to build bridges and use them for the common good of society, and we use them, even though they weren't paid for. But if there was no Dina de Malchus Adina, they would be viewed as bandits, as robbers. They'd be stealing it without having paid. So it must be that Dina de Malchus Adina does apply to the actions of those people who were appointed by the king to go do those acts. And even if they're not doing it exactly as the king said, but they're having some latitude in the acts that they take, still we would say Dina de Malchus Adina applies. And accordingly, we would permit it to use those public works, to use those bridges, for example, even though they took assets from individuals, but that was based on the law that they would not have to pay. So based on this, it seems that when it comes to the king, we're not only saying the king itself has Dina de Malchus Adina, or the prime minister himself, or the president himself has Dina de Malchus Adina, but also those who were appointed by that chief officer of the given country, of the given jurisdiction. So in fact, that is how the Maharik understands this tshuva of the Rashba, that when you look at the language of the Rashba, the whole shilton v'sar ha'mumuna be'iro, every person who is a governor, every ruler, every official who was appointed in his city, the implication is that he was appointed by the king, was appointed by the person who does have Dina de Malchus Adina, and that person, chief officer of the country, that king, president, prime minister, indeed can appoint others, and they also will have the status and authority of Dina de Malchus Adina. So the question is, how far down does that go? So the Knesset HaGdola tells us as follows, that it has to be a shaliach of the king himself, meaning this person was appointed by the king, and accordingly there is Dina de Malchus Adina. But somebody who simply happens to work on behalf of the government, but was not appointed specifically by the king for a certain task, for a certain position, we would not say Dina de Malchus Adina. And even if the king would not say to that person, don't do something, even if the king would agree to what they're doing, but the king specifically didn't authorize that person, appoint that person for a certain task, a certain position, we would not say that Dina de Malchus Adina applies. Have a wonderful day.